This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Tigers time on offense. Three receivers to the left, including Lacy, Anderson, and Thomas. Single back in Josh Williams. Now they'll motion Lacy back to the right side of the formation. Here's the snap. Pump fake by Nussmeier. He's going to throw towards the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Fighting Tigers! Tigers win! Tigers win! In the right corner of the end zone. 25-yard strike to Kyron Lacy. And the Tigers indeed walk it off here at Tiger Stadium with a 29-26 victory in overtime. And now the students have stormed the field. LSU trailed the entire game, tied the contest with under a minute to play. And on the first play of scrimmage in overtime for LSU, Garrett Nussmeier hits Kyron Lacy. And Ole Miss heads back to Oxford with the L.
Goosebumps. I don't know about you, but I just got goosebumps all over again. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman, and that man who you just heard, Chris Blair, the voice of your LSU Tigers, joins us live here on WWL. Do you give yourself goosebumps?
No, but it was a nerve-wracking night. As anybody who was there, anybody watching or listening, I mean, it was to that last minute of the regular regular fourth quarter and then overtime. I mean, what a night. I mean,
yeah. Great call, you know, was fantastically well done, and we appreciate hearing you here on WWL and the LSU Sports Radio Network because, what a crazy night. You know, Tommy Tucker asked me this morning, he said, do you like games like that, that are nip and tuck, back and forth, nail biters, edge of your seat? And I said, absolutely. I love it. And then, you know, especially when my team wins. Tommy said, I'd rather have a blowout from the beginning. But that really was an amazing night to celebrate the 100th anniversary of football in Tiger Stadium and really an opportunity for us to feel really excited about this Tiger team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, we talked on late last week. I mean, this is kind of the first of, seven SEC games to finish the season. So there's some big ones coming up. But, you know, it's the players say it all the time. Coaches say it all the time, Dave. And, you know, as fans and those who follow the team and love this team, it's hard to do that. But that's how you have to do it because they got to get back up this week, go out on the road, take an Arkansas team that, you know, this matchup is interesting to me. Because I think Arkansas feels like they didn't get a lot of love, a lot of respect preseason based on last season. They defeated Tennessee at home, week before last. And, you know, people said, okay, is that a one-off? Tennessee has struggled historically up there. What does that really mean? So, you know, LSU needed this Ole Miss win to get legitimate for, I think, the rest of the college football world. And I think for Arkansas, that's their motivation, is that now they can build that for their resume, with LSU coming up there next week. So, you know, I'm sure we'll hear Coach Kelly say it coming up at noon in his weekly press conference that they enjoyed Saturday night. They probably got to work Sunday. The guys got to enjoy it a little bit more, but they'll get back to work starting today.
You know, I think that's an interesting perspective you tell when looking at it through the eyes of the Hogs, is the fact that LSU has been ranked since the preseason polls, but had not had an opportunity, particularly after that USC game yet, to prove it. And Arkansas feels like they want to prove they deserve to be ranked while they haven't been. And you start to look at Ole Miss and go, wait a minute, though, they didn't beat any ranked teams yet this season. LSU was the first ranked team they faced, and they lost in overtime. So I think there still are questions out there about LSU, and hopefully those will start to be answered even more clearly at Arkansas, and then with Texas A&M, and then with obviously with Alabama.
No question. I mean, you know, Arkansas is going to be fired up for this game. They always are. It's one of the teams, I think, that sticks in the crawl of Razorback fans is the success of LSU, particularly in football. And, you know, they do battle for the Golden Boot. And, you know, I don't know how much people clamor for that year-round, but when you play, even the Tigers, they want to keep that trophy in Baton Rouge. Obviously, Arkansas wants to keep it in Fayetteville. So, you know, there's a lot of storylines going into it, but you have to know going up there in the SEC, a road game is not easy. I mean, it's very difficult, in fact. And when you got a team that, again, has all the motivation in the world, on top of the Golden Boot, on top of bragging rights being a border state, on top of, you know, trying to legitimize what they've done up to this point, including defeating Tennessee, a top 10 team. I mean, they got all the motivation in the world. But I don't think there's a lack of motivation for LSU because, again, you've got the Arkansas game coming up on the road. Then you got to go to Texas A&M and play on the road. You get a bye week. Then you got Alabama coming in. You got Oklahoma. I mean, you got Vandy, who's, you know, winners of two straight now. So, you know, LSU's got plenty of motivation, too, and that's why I think it's going to be an interesting game. And that's why I'm glad it's at night. You know, the last couple of trips to Fayetteville has been the early start. But, you know, I think this is going to be an interesting game that a lot of eyeballs are going to want to watch.
Before we look too far ahead at that game, let's savor and enjoy what happened Saturday night in Death Valley. And it wasn't a perfect performance by any measurement by LSU. But when Garrett Nussmeier and the rest of the team needed to turn it on, to send it to overtime, and to win the game, it felt like they kicked it into another gear, and we were seeing really what we wanted to see throughout the game.
You know, I give a lot of credit to LSU's defense, and they've been much maligned this season, and frankly, deservedly so. They've gotten better each and every week. That certainly has been easy to see, but I think they put their best game together against a very good offense, obviously, in Ole Miss. But I think what they also set the tone for was the physicality of the game. And you can watch, you can go back and watch it now, and if you were watching Saturday, it really looked as though Ole Miss, as talented as they are, were a little gassed. The gas was running out of the tank late in that game. And I think that's credit to the defense who, again, set that tone. But also the offensive line, who did a tremendous job against the nation's leading sack defense in Ole Miss, and they didn't give up any. And I think just the physicality for LSU outmatched Ole Miss, and that really goes to both sides of the football. And eventually, you know, LSU, and, you know, if you look at any great quarterback, I mean, depending on what generation you're from, you can talk Roger Staubach or Bart Starr, or, you know, Brett Favre or Joe Montana, you know, even the ones today. You know, they didn't always have their best game, but those great quarterbacks that we all remember from all those years are the ones that even when it wasn't going well, you know, was able to put the last play behind them very quickly and look ahead at the task that they needed to go and do. And to me, that's what was most impressive about Garrett Nussmeier. You know, and he was named SEC Offensive Player of the Week, deservedly so, just a few moments ago. Because when they needed him in that final, you know, 3 minutes, certainly in that final minute of regulation, you know, he delivered. And then he was like, hey, I'm done with this. Let's go. First play of scrimmage. You know, for those who have seen the social media clip from the Path, LSU's football documentary each year, I mean, Kyron Lacy says, get me the ball. This is the guy. Get me one-on-one with this guy and throw me the ball. And that's what they did. And one play, they walked it off. And, got a huge win and a night to remember at Tiger Stadium.
Absolutely. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And then the fans rush the field, and there'll be a, $250,000 fine for that. But I don't think anybody cared at the time because the celebratory feelings were just so overwhelming, and everybody was having such a great time. And it really was so wonderful to have that feeling of, yes, this Tiger team is putting it together as they need to at the right time. And right it as they head into this real tough stretch of games. And Arkansas, if they extended the top 25, they got enough votes to be 34th in the nation in the AP writers poll that came out yesterday. So there are obviously those who believe they belong in the top 25.
Well, they certainly would have an argument should they find a way to win on Saturday. I mean, back-to-back top 10 victories, LSU both number 8 in the AP and coaches poll after beating Ole Miss Saturday. So you go from beating Tennessee, go into the bye week, and then, you know, defend your home field again against LSU. I think they might get their wish.
What do we know about this Razorback team that LSU has to know and prepare for?
Well, it does appear that Bobby Petrino is very comfortable now for a second year being back in Fayetteville. And he's an excellent play caller. There's no denying that. And, you know, watching the game film from Tennessee and in that game, you know, they're not afraid of using two quarterbacks depending on the situation. You know, Green's kind of been the mainstay starter, but they can go to switch it up a little bit with a guy by the name of Malachi Singleton, who had the winning touchdown against Tennessee, you know, to seal the victory on that game two Saturdays ago. And, you know, he was named freshman, freshman of the week for his performance. So, you know, Petrino now, I think, feels comfortable with the weapons he has. They really attacked the middle of the field through the passing game against Tennessee. The Vols left the middle of the field open, and, you know, easy for a guy like Petrino to see that. And they just hammered it, you know, and threw time and time again and got yards after catch. Defensively, they got after Tennessee and, you know, really had a lot of quarterback hurries, got a couple of sacks in that game. And again, when that place is rocking and their team's playing like that, it's a tough place to play like it is anywhere in the SEC. But, you know, I think it's a team that wants to keep the game low scoring. That's what they did to the Vols. And if you're LSU, the challenge is let's see if they can keep up with this point for point. And I think that's what it boils down to. And it's not all that different, really, than the last couple of matchups. But you go back to the last time LSU went to Fayetteville, you know, it took a miraculous effort with a team that I think on paper was head and shoulders better than the Razorbacks. And yet they won by, you know, the thinnest of margins. So, you know, I think the matchup that we were looking at the last 2 years in these last two meetings, I think it's pretty much the same. Although the X factor of that is now you have a really established play caller that's maximizing everything he's got on that Razorback offense.
What would you like to see LSU build on from this Ole Miss victory heading up to Arkansas and looking ahead to, now they're not looking ahead, but we can, to Texas A&M and then Alabama with these three games that are just going to be so, so critical if they want to stay in the conversation for the playoffs. Personally, and I'm no expert, I'm just a passive observer, but man, I wish Garrett Nussmeier, when he's got 20 yards ahead of him and not a single defender paying any attention to him, could eat up some of that turf and have some of those huge positive gains. But he only seems to do that when he absolutely has to. So what would you like to see LSU build on as they head down this stretch?
Well, I don't disagree with you, although I am going to give Garrett a little credit that the one time he did run, he had a career-long 17 yards.
Yeah, and
so hopefully,
but it was only once, but it was great when it happened.
Hopefully, yeah, so hopefully he enjoyed that so much. We'll see that a little bit, because I think, again, it's going to help with the running game. You know, right now, you know, defenses, and we saw Ole Miss do it a couple of times on that fourth down, you know, the zone read. I initially thought with Thomas, the receiver, we've seen that a bunch, the little shovel passes, he motions. And they ran that motion pre-snap, but they decided to go to the zone read. Obviously, they gave it to Caleb Jackson, but because there was no respect for Nussmeier pulling and running, I mean, they just pinned their ears back and went right to the football and, of course, blew up that play. So I'd like to see that more, too. But I'm going to start on the defensive side, Dave. I think I want a continuation of what we saw defensively, because whether Ole Miss wants to admit it or not, the truth is they got hit in the mouth, really from the word go. You think about how Ole Miss looked in that first quarter especially, but really the first half, as if, really, we're only leading 10-0? We're only leading 10-7? And that's because the defense just kept swinging. And I think when they made contact, they made really strong contact. I mean, they got six sacks against this Ole Miss offensive line. And even when they didn't get the sack, you know, there were a couple of times where Dart took an absolute blasting as he released the football. And it just made things kind of clunky. And because of that, there were very few times in that game where Ole Miss was really moving. They were, you know, they're the second or sixth fastest team when it comes to plays offensively in the country. They're first in the SEC. I think it's like 22 seconds per snap. And they weren't able to do that a lot. And that was all because of the defense. And I gave Garrett his credit to Whit Weeks, 18 tackles, 10 solo, a sack, two tackles for loss. And he was the co-defensive player of the week in the SEC announced earlier today. But I think defensively, I think you go to Arkansas, if you set the tone you set against Ole Miss, and no disrespect to the Razorbacks, but they don't have quite the explosiveness that Ole Miss does. And if they can do that early to Arkansas, then it kind of starts putting some doubts in their head. And then I'll start talking offense, because if the defense does that, unlike what LSU did in the first half Saturday, they've got to give that complimentary football well before the final minute of regulation. Because if their defense can go in there and really slow Arkansas down and muddy it up, make things difficult, LSU's got to find themselves up 14-17-0 in the first half. I mean, that's doable if they get complimentary football from the get-go.
Yeah, and that I think a lot of fans would love to see. That was great Saturday night, and we're happy to come away with an overtime victory, but you don't want every week to come down to the final play in regulation or the end of regulation and then have to win it in overtime.
No, a couple of miraculous finishes a year are great for me. The rest, I'm good with a 40-point blowout every time.
And we're talking with Chris Blair, the voice of your LSU Tigers here on WWL, as the Tigers now are the eighth-ranked team in the nation in both the coaches and the writers' polls, and face Arkansas, as we've been talking about, and then have to take on a currently 14th-ranked Texas A&M team before the bye, and then currently number 7 Alabama after that. And it doesn't get a whole lot easier. You got Florida following that, then Vanderbilt, which right now, if you extended it, would be the 26th ranked team in the nation before ending the regular season with Oklahoma. This is not going to be an easy stretch.
No, again, this is the first test of many that are coming up. And, you know, it's one of those deals where that opening game loss, while it's just one loss so far, you know, just limits how wide a margin of error you have. And then, you know, you get past the first of your bye weeks, and then you start this gauntlet. One game at home, two games on the road against very good teams who are playing with a lot of confidence right now. You go into the second bye week, and then you're going to take on Alabama, which, again, is Alabama the Alabama of last year or 5 years or 10 years ago? No, but they're still Alabama. So it doesn't get any easier, and it certainly won't this Saturday.
No, and I should mention that even Oklahoma got votes, 29, they'd be 29th if we extended it out. So really the only team that's not getting any votes for the top 25 that they have to face in these last six games is Florida. And wow, yeah, that's what you get for being in the SEC, particularly in the SEC West, right?
Yeah, that's just what it is now. I mean, this is the schedule. I mean, for years, you would look at a team's schedule and go, well, I wonder who has the toughest in the SEC. And I have tried that exercise this year, and every time I find a team, I'm like, well, wait a minute, that's a pretty tough schedule too. And, you know, it's like Kirby Smart said a couple of years ago, show him an easy SEC schedule, and there certainly isn't one this year.
No, there is not. But that means that we could have some amazing victories coming up down the road, and we know you'll be there for every play. Chris Blair, I know you got to run to lunch with the coach, so we'll let you do that. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL and look forward to talking to you after more big wins.
Oh, Dave, always a pleasure to be on the big one. Thank you so much. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Ball on the far side hash. They'll send Taylor wide to the right. Lacey in the slot to the right side. Anderson and Thomas out wide to the left. Williams, the running back, looking to help protect. Nope, now they're going to leak him out of the offensive backfield. It's Nussmeier with the snap. Four-man rush, throws. Anderson at the one, into the end zone. Touchdown, Fighting Tigers. Hey now, 23-yard strike. Anderson got the call. He delivered.
And that's how the Tigers got where they needed to get to force an overtime, went for one instead of trying to win it with two. We can talk about that decision. We'll also talk about the Saints after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.